I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. From time to time, I like to bring awareness to issues that may currently only affect a portion of my listening area, like Central Washington, on the topic of grizzly bear reintroduction. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that there's been an extension on the public comment period by 45 days through April 28th on their proposal to reintroduce grizzly bears. The draft EIS includes a no-action alternative, plus three action alternatives that would seek to restore a reproducing population of approximately 200 bears through the capture and release of grizzly bears into the North Cascade ecosystem. U.S. Congressman Dan Newhouse, who represents this area, shares his concerns about ramping up the grizzly bear population artificially.
A lot of issues with that, safety concerns, tourism concerns. If they come in naturally from Canada, as they apparently there has been some crossover back and forth over time, that seems to be a more natural progression. So I would be okay with that. That's kind of the taking no action option. But to artificially introduce them, to me, I haven't heard from, frankly, any of my constituents yet that are clamoring to move forward with this. And like I said before, I think that the people that have to live with the bears should be the people that we listen to and not someone that's not from the area who may have good intentions, but maybe somewhat unrealistic notions about what the grizzlies would bring to the area.
That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.